Not until a few months ago did I realize what I had believed was really not the truth, and when I grabbed hold of this truth, it really changed my life. Let me share my testimony with you. I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior when I was 4 years old. I went to a Grace Brethren church and stayed there my whole time growing up. As I went through life, I seen all around me that people went to church on Sunday, and then the rest of the week, these same people lived their lives differently. They acted like everyone else in the world. There was no separation from the world, no striving to be committed to the cause of Christ. Also, I look back, and the choices that I chose through life, I think, would have turned out differently when I had not believed in once saved, always saved. No matter what you did or what sins you committed, you would always be on your way to heaven because you had a past moment of faith. I also believed then that Christ died for all sins, past, present, and future. So no matter what I did, it was already covered. I believe this as all did my family around me too. While I was growing up, I made all kinds of wrong choices. I didn't feel good about myself at all. I had a really terrible self-esteem. I couldn't relate to others at school or at church or even at my own family. I felt like I never belonged, and I never thought I could do anything right. I felt like I was just a failure because of a lot of things that I felt and things that were happening around me. I decided I would try to commit suicide by slitting my wrist when I was a sophomore in high school. My family and church found out, and they talked to me, but nothing really impacted me or changed my life as a result. Life went on about the same. I was also really involved in heavy metal music at that time. That was really the only thing that was important to me at this point in my life. That was when I really started thinking about sex and drugs and everything that goes into that lifestyle. I also got an interest in the occult. I started looking into books on witchcraft, even checked out a book that Aleister Crowley had written. He was a Satanist, and when I did that, weird things really started happening to me while I had this book, so I quickly returned it, and then it stopped. After I graduated high school, I got involved in premarital sex. I figured out the only way I was ever going to have fun or be loved was to be sexually active. That started me down a long road of heartache. Then my parents kicked me out of my house. When I got out on my own, that was when I really got into getting drunk and getting high on drugs. That is all I did then. Then when I finally met my husband, and we ended up getting married, and he really, in a sense, started to change my life. He was the one that showed me Christ's love and what it meant to really be loved and to love others. He went to church with me. He made me quit smoking pot. He got me off all the drugs, and then later we had gotten married. We had been married 7 years this year, and we have 2 children. We were involved in the same church that I had been to all of our life. We had our oldest one in Awana's. We had friends in this church which thought it was fine to drink, use bad language, and were really just into the pleasures of this world and pleasures of money and gossip and etc. My life was kind of like this as well as, you know, theirs was. You couldn't tell we were Christians. We went to church and proclaimed we were and told everyone we were Christians, but you really couldn't tell a difference in our life that we were. Well, about a year and a half ago, we were growing increasingly dissatisfied with the emptiness and shallow ways of our church. We were spiritually hungry, and we were just not growing there. We had felt like the number thing that was a concern at that church was just money. I also wanted to grow in my Christian walk. I felt like I was going nowhere. I had also, around this time, had been going through miscarriages, and God really helped me through those, and it was out of this time that I seen how God was just wanting me to be close to Him, and He finally blessed me, and I had a healthy son, and I was just so thankful for that, and I wanted to live for God and feel His, and I just because I felt His love and blessing so much. Last October, we finally made the decision to leave the church and to start trying to find a church that was teaching and staying true to the Word of God. Hard thing to do in these days. Well, we came to a church that believed you could lose your salvation. We left because my family was all against that and said it was the wrong teaching. And since at this time, this was what I still believed, and all my life, I agreed with them. Well, my husband spoke up, and he sure didn't. He believed you had to obey God's commands, or you were in danger of falling away. We got in this huge argument. I even got my family involved in the argument that was going on, but my husband would not back down. It was at this time I felt God led me to Dan Corner's Evangelical Outreach site. I followed a link that was sent to me on one of my Bible discussion lists. I started reading all the information that was on there, and I was just really shocked. I started looking up the verses that Dan was providing and found out that once saved, always saved was wrong. I started reading and reading as much as I could get my hands on, as I'm still doing today. I love reading and learning God's Word, and I read through the whole New Testament, highlighting all the passages pertaining to salvation and living the Christian life. I was firmly convinced it was right there, plain English. I thought, how could you just miss something like this? It just seems so clear to me now. And, you know, I just, you know, wondered how other people are just not seeing this truth. My eyes were opened. My life was changed. I no longer swear. I no longer have the desire to drink. Things offend me now that didn't before, such as the music I was listening to and the movies I watched. My whole attitude changed. Nothing on this earth was worth gaining if I lost my inheritance in the kingdom of God. The verse that stood out that started it all for me was the one stating in 1 Corinthians 6:7-10, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, or adulterers, nor male prostitutes, or homosexual, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." I was some of those things. If I had died when I was involved in those things, I would have went to hell regardless of any past commitment to Christ I had made. Wow, that just really shook me up. I tell you, after I repented and committed to following the straight and narrow path in the Bible, I know I will see my dear Savior as long as I consciously strive to win the prize. For the first time in my life, I experienced victory over sin. I felt complete. I felt I had a purpose in my life. I was also finally able to come into 100% trusting relationship with my husband because of this. Because of my due faith in Jesus, I was able to come and receive healing from the times I was raped by my husband's best friend. We worked through that together, and praise God, my husband had Jesus' love shining through him the whole time, and we dealt with it, and life is better than ever. No more hiding, lying, or covering up pain. God healed me. I'm committed to sharing with my friends and family and all who will listen to the real truth that is in the Holy Bible. I am convinced that if people would grasp hold of this truth, it would just change lives, and their lives would just be so much different. Thank you, and God bless you.